Good Friday morning, everybody. This is Brad Schmidt, host of the K-High Morning News Show on The Voice of the Foothills, AM 950. It is 8:45 right now, and time for me to introduce Mr. Dave Naves for his segment, Web in Plain English. Dave, how are we doing this morning?
Brad, we're doing well. We're a little tired. It's been a long week. Daddy's had a long week, but we're doing well.
I'm right there with you, bud.
Friday.
Yeah.
Once again, so here we are, and we're going to continue nerding out with our advanced blogging techniques. Thought I'd continue along the path of not so much this week with the details of, you know, the technical details of how to do it. That gets a little boring at times, and I can tell you that how you think and how you do it is just as important as the task itself. So once again, my name is Dave Naves. I build websites. I've been doing this 23 years. I've helped build Ticketmaster, Disney Channel, Guest, City Search. But what I focus on today are small business Americans who want to jump into the game of the web and make money. I still, to this day and until the day I die, will believe that small business America drives our economy and is what makes America America. So I spend my time trying to dispel myths and trying to help the small business person get on the web and do it right, not waste time, how to make money, how to really do it and not get shystered by marketers who don't have their best interests at heart. So let's dive into it. We've been talking about blogging specifically. Why blogging? Because blogging is the easiest, most effective, inexpensive way to get on the web and show your stuff and have Google take care of you with great results and along the way make you a lot of money. So we're going to dive in today. What I touched on last week, and Brad, you actually asked a really good question. I said one of the I went over my list, blogging do's and don'ts. And one of the do's was write about and recommend the businesses of others. Now, why would you do that? You asked the question, are you talking about write about your competitors? And that was a great question because I was racing at the end like I typically do at the end of my shows. No, that does not mean necessarily writing about your competitors. What it does mean is when you're socially networking online and when you're blogging, right, which in my professional opinion go hand in hand, what you want to do is you want to build your network. You want to build up your potential, you know, market, who you're going to market to. And I like marketing without marketing at all. I like marketing without advertising. I like to take my advertising budget down to zero. And why? Because that's where the meat is. That's where people actually do the buying. When you are social with people, when you are really connecting person to person, that's when people relax and that's when people spend money. But it's also the right thing to do. I could give you example after an example, and I will give certain examples. But I can tell you, when you're really connecting with people and building trust and building, you're transparent, you're just showing off what you know, that's when people actually might want to consider buying from you, whatever it is. So one of the easiest ways that I've ever found to help market your own company is market others. You feel good about it. You get hungry for it. So as an example, here's an example. I trained a local business association. It was for a bunch of real estate pros. And one of my longtime friends actually was doing it. And he didn't even realize he was doing it, but he was showing off. He was trying to close this escrow. He's a broker of a fairly big company. And one of the things he did that really impressed me, and I use it as an example, was he was out in the middle of the night trying to close this escrow that needed stuff done the very next day. You know, when you're in escrow, you have to hit timetables, and certain things have to be fixed, like, you know, if there's a termite repair or something that needs to be done, it has to be on a certain date so everybody stays in contract. Well, one of the things he did, which was brilliant, was he was out there taking pictures of the pest control guy repairing a deck. And along the way, he just took a picture and said how awesome this guy was. Took a picture of him in the middle of the night, you know, swinging a hammer or with a screw gun, whatever, putting this deck back together because it needed to be done first thing in the morning. So he marketed this guy. and took his picture, showed off his company, said his name, praised him. And I told him the very next day, I said, Mike, that was brilliant what you did. He said, what? I said, you totally marketed that guy. And he said, well, I'm just being nice. I said, well, I'll tell you, yes, that's the right attitude to have, which many people don't have when they're out social networking. They're just kind of showing themselves off. But I said, think about it, Mike, what's this guy going to do when the next morning he's not, he's going to wake up, he's going to be tired, he's working out there till 3 a.m, busting out this deck. But what do you think he's going to do? He's probably going to thank you. And how is he going to thank you? He's going to do it online. He's going to at least respond, especially if you tagged him correctly. We've talked about tagging, but like on Facebook alone, you can tag someone or someone's business, thereby showing off his business to your entire network. Well, people just, naturally, unless you're just a complete, ignoramus, people naturally want to thank you for doing something nice, which Mike was doing. But in return, this guy then introduced Mike to his entire network of hundreds, if not thousands, of friends. So what did you just do by doing that? So Mike now, as an example, who do you think this guy is going to use as his next realtor?
It's Mike.
Mike, exactly. And when people start liking and sharing the information, guess what? You might have a chance to dig into his network of people. Because why? Because he has set forth a thank you saying, wow, that Mike guy's really cool. That was really cool of him, and I trust him. And trust, I can tell you, is one of the most powerful elements you can have online. When you go out of your way to market somebody else and ask for nothing, right? You don't have to be sneaky about it. You don't have to, play a certain game. Just go out, as I've often said, blogging about and socially networking about others and helping others along the way will bring in business in your back door. That's just how it works online. So many people try to bash down the front door. Look at me. Check it out. We're having a sale. We're doing this. Okay. If you're having a sale, great. That's one thing. Market an event or something, but it had better be a damn good sale, because about whatever it is you're selling, or the event you're trying to market. But most people get turned off. Think about when you're sitting there watching television. Most people nowadays turn down the commercials. When the commercial comes on, they're going up to get a drink, they're going and taking a potty break or whatever. Well, same thing online. When people are looking at pictures of their kids or their friends or, their grandkids, which they do all day long, they don't want to be interrupted with commercials.
That's one of the reasons why Netflix is, that's what people love about that.
Absolutely.
Commercials are so obsolete now.
Absolutely. And it is just human nature. People don't want to be advertised at. They don't want to be yelled at. They want to be talked at. They want to be talked to. So how, if you're supporting your family, you want to do well online, well, just get with the program and build your audience by just helping others. It works. It's advertising without advertising, but it's also the right thing to do. Having promoting other people's business also forces you to be transparent. Like, only do it if you believe in the person, right? Don't just advertise everyone. That you got to be transparent with this.
And that's also something that you keep saying that it really makes sense to me is trust for this. Like you said earlier about making sure that you're an expert and that you know in the blog that the information is correct and that it makes you seem like an expert, because that makes people trust you.
Absolutely.
That seems really important for this topic.
It is, not only for people, but I can tell you, we often get the call, my company, we want to get it to the front page of Google. And so we break it down hard, man. We really slice and dice the information. So as I continue to say, it's not just for the people reading it. Ultimately it is. But Google, their whole algorithm is based on weeding out whether or not you know what you're talking about or not. I was kind of laughing at myself. I've got this Google cup, Google coffee cup that I look at, and it's getting just thrashed. And I remember receiving it for no reason. I received it in the mail. There's no note. There was nothing. I've just received this Google cup. And I thought, well, Google knows how to butter their bread. And, I was thinking about, the fact of the matter is I make Google a hell of a lot of money, and they damn well know it. So part of me was like, fantasizing, go, they just sent me a nice cup. That's a fair trade. But what they know, I'm pretty sure somebody saw, because I my radio show, on my blog, I talk about how to do it right. Along the way, I know I've made Google a hell of a lot of money because I provide the content. that goes on their pages, which helps them make $60 billion a year. And I continue to do this in a way, hopefully reaching a lot of businesses. So not through my own website, but I teach others how to make Google a lot of money too. So I was laughing and said, yeah, it's a fair trade. They give me a cup, I make them millions of dollars. So that's fair. But to your point, the content, I always talk about great content. What is great content? Yes, what you just said. Be an expert. You are an expert at something. You like to do something. Even if you don't consider yourself an expert, if you're an enthusiast and you want to share that, that's the stuff that Google wants. And why does Google want it? Because they know damn well your customers or your audience wants it. So conversely, to go back to my point about marketing others, make sure whoever you market or ever promote, make sure they know what they're doing. And it comes, because it kind of comes back to you. It very much comes back to you. You don't want to just market everybody and you recommend some shyster to one of your friends and it comes back and backfires on you, which reminds me, I understand the why, but there's around here, there's the KCRA 3A list, and you get, I have a lot of people message me, hey, can you vote for me? Can you vote for me? Can you vote for me? And I refuse. I believe in actual true reviews. That's why I don't like Yelp. So there are a lot of great reviews on Yelp. I'm not saying that, but Yelp has proven themselves. That's a different show. Proven themselves to be the opposite. They don't really care. They just want the content. Whereas Google, if you want real reviews, go to Google. Look up somebody's company. If they have a little box on the right, look under there. Those are real reviews, because they don't try to sell you upgrades to your account and market and stir things up, which is what Yelp does with filtered reviews.
So there's a benefit for Yelp for positive reviews. That's why they...
No, there's a benefit for bad reviews for
oh,
Yelp.
So they
promote it.
So that's skewed towards bad?
Well, that's a different show. It's probably worthy of a show, and who knows?
Okay.
Hopefully I won't get killed by the assassins of Yelp. But no, it's a good topic because I'm passionate about it.
Yeah.
Yelp will allow people to create fake accounts on your behalf. Like someone could create, if you had a company, Brad's Surfboard, somebody could create that for you, your competitor, and then give you a bunch of bad reviews, and you don't even know it. And then you get salespeople calling you saying, hey, upgrade your account to an upgraded account.
To make it safe.
And yeah, we'll take those bad reviews out for you. That's not a real review system. Google never allows that. Google tried to buy Yelp a while ago, years ago, and they refused. And
how does Google get around that?
Well, Google forces everybody to have a Google account, and Google verifies everything.
So they know who you are.
Absolutely knows who you are.
Stranger off the street.
Right, and they also give you a chance. They don't filter the reviews like Yelp does. Yelp literally, I've seen it happen because it's happened to some of my family and friends, where they had some good reviews and Google and Yelp has filtered them out. Actual real reviews. They kept the bad ones to stir things up and hold you hostage. There's a movie out. If you want to, don't take my word for it. There's a new movie coming out called Billion Dollar Bully. It's all about Yelp and their really evil tactics. So watch it. It's still being made, but you watch the trailer, Billion Dollar Bully. Anyway, going off topic, I believe in real reviews. And comes back to my point about market other people, right? Help other people, help yourself, help other people, but make it sure that it's valid. Don't go out and just market everybody, because then it becomes pointless, right? So pay it forward. Always my mantra here, pay it forward. Help other people. And in the background, yes, you can make money. You can make a lot of money and help others, and you build up your audience. So we're down to the last minute of my show. I wanted to remind you, here's another something I wanted to throw out there. If you've got something you want to talk about, or you're too embarrassed or maybe to call in on the show, hit my Facebook page, facebook.com/DaveWorks, right out there, and I'll answer your question on the show. We'll make it a part of the segment. You want to find me on the radio, radio.daveworks.net. You can tune in live. If you can't tune in live, you can subscribe to the podcast, which is podcast.daveworks.net. I'm going to continue on this series, Advanced Blogging Techniques, for a while. So next week, we will talk more about that. Brad, I want to thank you, as always, for having me in at K-High Radio. Always tune in to the Network of the Foothills. How's it go, Brad?
Voice of the Foothills.
Voice of the Foothills. Thank you very much. Folks, we'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
From vacuum tubes to smartphone apps, we've been with you for nearly 60 years. We are the voice of the Foothills. AM 950, KAHI, Auburn.